Yeah, there are a variety of reasons. You know, there's been very strong job growth across the I-4 corridor and in Jacksonville, and that really fuels home sales. And in Tampa Bay, there's been a very large influx, above average, of retirees, which has further boosted demand. In South Florida, sales are down in part because of the recessions across most of South America, Venezuela, Argentina, and also the significant increase in the value of the dollar. Remember, the dollar's up 30-40% against the currencies in those countries. The Naples market, the explanation is they just got very speculatively overpriced. And so now that market is correcting. And there's some correction in Naples and in Fort Myers as well.
And that's all in the Southwest area.
Yeah.
We've discussed the fact that the inventory of homes for sale has remained very tight across the U.S. and particularly here in Florida. Were there any changes to the inventory situation in Florida for January?
Yeah, there were some notable changes, Nicole. You know, first of all, in the weak markets, Naples and especially in Miami-Dade County, the weak markets got a lot weaker. There's an alarming amount of inventory in the condominium market in Miami-Dade County, 14-month supply. It's rising at a 40% rate. Same thing in Naples. By contrast, the level of inventories in the strong markets, Orlando, Tampa, Jacksonville, are at 3 months of sales. Now, normally the equilibrium would be 6 months of inventory. We're at half of what the normal inventory is. And although people are listing their homes in greater volumes, sales are staying so high that the inventory is actually getting tighter. And the tightest inventory in the whole state is actually in Melbourne and Palm Bay. The big growth in the aerospace industry and Grumman coming has caused that market to tighten up. They only have 2.5 months of inventory in the single-family home market, Nicole.
That's a surprising catch-up, isn't it?
Yeah, and the contrast is so startling. You know, some markets so troubled and others, most of the others, doing very, very well.
Now, with rising sales and higher prices, especially for most markets in Florida, and particularly here in Central Florida, why have inventory levels remained so low exactly?
Well, in part, it's because even though home prices have risen significantly in the Orlando area, many people still find that their mortgage value is still higher than their home price. So that inhibits them putting it on the market. And then there's been a tremendous influx of investors buying houses at the bottom of the cycle and now putting them back into the rental market. Well, rental markets are very strong. Rental rates are very high. So there's little incentive for these investors to put their houses back onto the market for sale. And so we've had this bunch of inventory get absorbed into the rental market, and it's just not coming back onto the housing market. So it's going to take some time for these markets to adjust. Fortunately, there's a lot of new construction going on, and that's easing the tightness. But markets are very, very tight and will remain so.
What should homeowners and prospective home buyers expect over the next 6 to 12 months?
Well, first of all, I think we need to recognize interest rates are rising. The Fed has increased rates. It's promised to increase them at least 2 or 3 more times in 2017, starting in this spring. And of course, that will inhibit sales. But on the plus side, we have very strong job growth and increases in incomes and wages, and that'll pretty much offset the dampening effect of rising interest rates on housing markets in the short run. In addition, you know, rental rates are going to continue to rise, and that'll cause more people to look to buy a home as compared to renting a home. And fourth, home prices are rising, and they should continue to rise at about a 4% or more rate, given how tight these markets are. And finally, new construction is really accelerating. And so I think what will happen is a combination of these forces will make 2017 a really good year for home sellers and a better year in 2018 for home buyers, Nicole.
Thank you very much for your time, Hank.
Thank you.